This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. Coming up, art that the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security can appreciate. But first, a funny thing happened to the Iraq Reconstruction Money Bill on the way to the White House. The House passed the final version this week. The Senate is likely to do the same thing early next week. And while in some ways this bill is a compromise between the two houses' versions, one important provision that both houses wanted simply isn't there. NPR's Andrea Seabrook explains how some unpopular ideas and one popular one disappeared.
After the House had approved the final language, House Majority Whip Roy Blunt wanted it understood that Congress did not just endorse the president's $87 billion bill.
The House looked carefully at the president's request. We made some changes in the request. We certainly didn't give the administration everything they wanted, but put our own mark on this bill in terms of being able to be a partner in this policy.
The House and Senate negotiators who worked out differences between their two versions of the bill did agree to take some things out that attracted unfavorable attention, like money for new garbage trucks in Iraq and a new postal system. But the big change they made was wiping a provision that had been added in the Senate and which later won an advisory vote in the House. That provision would have made half of the $20 billion for reconstruction of Iraq take the form of loans instead of grants. Blunt said there were various reasons for not including the loan provision.
The main reason is the members decided that in this specific case, the president made his case well. He made it forcefully. We accepted the president's belief that this is not a country that right now needs to be burdened down with additional debt. It's very difficult to figure out how to make a loan to a country that doesn't have an actual government in existence.
But it was not the members on the floor, but a conference committee of negotiators who fashioned the final language, and that's why many Democrats are crying foul. The Senate Republican conferees were chosen by their leadership from the ranks of the Senate Appropriations Committee. There were 15 Senate Republicans in the conference, only two of them loan supporters. Wisconsin's David Obey, the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, says he knows why the loans didn't make it in.
Simple. This place is not a legislative body. About 90% of the time, it's turned into a rubber stamp for the leadership office. They routinely disregard votes on the House floor and simply give orders to do whatever they want.
Obey said that by ignoring floor votes in both chambers on the loan issue, the Republican leaders of both the House and Senate were lowering the constitutional stature of Congress as a separate branch of government. Some Republicans also noted that the White House had threatened to veto the $87 billion spending bill if it included the loans, and there would have been no chance of either chamber voting to override a veto. So the leadership in both chambers saw little value in arguing the point, or in embarrassing the White House. On Monday, by previous agreement, the Senate will debate the $87 billion bill in its final form, then pass it without a recorded vote. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.